We're hearing about Meg's long-lost love life right now.
Tell us the story, Meg.
This is from 11 years ago. You've been waiting since Friday night
to hear this full story.
Absolutely hanging for it.
Yeah, so before I met my lovely fiancé, Josh, well, we've been together for 6 years. I was single for a long, 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 long time. So I went out every Friday, Saturday night, particularly to this one place where I often saw this one gentleman there pretty much every weekend, and I'd always get the are you seeing anyone kind of vibes. And I wasn't really interested from the get-go. Wasn't my type.
That's all right.
Like, problem is being nice
when you go when you go every weekend, he knows that you're not seeing another guy.
Well,
that
guy could be working. He might have a weekend job. True. He might be in the mines. Who knows?
These are some of the excuses you can roll out.
Yeah, and then there was one night in particular, I think he spotted me talking to another gentleman.
Oh, okay, so a bit of drama has...
Not drama, but then he kind of, I think he clicked the fact that I didn't actually have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. So now he's gone from unsure to quite confident.
Quite confident. And so he's come up and we're chatting and I was being nice, you know, trying to get away from the conversation.
Sounds very bold and beautiful. Continue,
so. So one man's jealousy has skyrocketed.
I don't even know if she it was jealousy, to be honest.
Spots Meg across the room chatting to another boy.
But I thought, you know, I'll be nice. I'll try and just generally be nice to the guy, basically. Because, as I said, I'm there every weekend. If I cause a scene, then I probably won't be.
You'll have to find a new pub.
Anyway, he goes, oh, well, you know, can you call me? And I said, oh, look, I'll think about it. And he,
Not a good sign.
At this point, everyone has a mobile phone.
Right.
This is the point I'm trying to make here. And he gets out. He steals one of the pencils from the Kino.
Right. A classy man, right?
Grabs out his pensioner excursion ticket, the $2.50 all day thing, jots down his name, like I don't know it already because I've spoken to him every weekend for the past year, and his phone number, and hands it to me.
Call me, babe.
That's pretty much what he said. Now, I didn't care that he was on the pension. That wasn't the issue. I just generally wasn't interested in the guy. You'd think after a year of, nah, mate, not interested,
he would get the message.
You'd get the message, bro, but
obviously
that wasn't
not
the case. And unfortunately, in my circle of friends now, this gets brought up every so often. It's like, oh, how's the guy with the pension card now? I have to be, I'm kind of lucky because I haven't gone to that said establishment in a long time, so I haven't run,
question,
run into
question.
It. Yes.
Handwriting, what was it like?
Oh, Dodge. So bad.
Really? Like, worse than mine?
Barely legible.
Oh.
Barely legible.
The back of the pension card.
As much like the dating scene does not get lower.
So after you got said number on the back of the pensioner excursion train ticket, hey, it is handy. It does bus and train.
And free ride home.
All day. Did you ever see him again?
Yeah, every weekend after that.
Did he pursue you?
No, this is where it came in handy. I kind of started dating someone who I met there about two, three weeks later, and he saw that. So I kind of got left alone.
The message?
Even like months after me and this other person broke up, he kind of assumed we were still together.
Do you still have the card?
Oh, God, I think I put it in the bin that night.
Oh no. I would have kept that as a souvenir.
Like, if the same girl was harassing you, Creebo,
straight in the bin.
First of all, creeper vibes. Second, you would have just...
Imagine what could have been.
I don't want to.
Imagine that. Bargain train tickets for the rest of your life,
Oh,
Meg.
No, he'd get them. I'm not on the
train. Oh, yeah,
I'm
true. You can't, that's non-transferable,
no,
isn't it?
They
check that
so.
Thing, this sort of thing, don't they?
Look, dating in the early 2010s.
Meg, great story. Perfect for the radio.
Thank you for sharing.
And
it
as
was
I said,
all I
never
wanted.
Going out drinking with you two ever again.
It was all I wanted and more.
It's not me, it's Creebo.
Yeah, this is true. You didn't engage in that behaviour.
Old mate Mr. Squiggle over here.
Oh, I'll be noting that down. That's brilliant.
Birthday Lotto up next with $500 today, guys. All you need is a birthday to play. Mr. Squiggle,
yes.
Tell me what month are we looking for?
I've just spun it and it has come up as January.
Okay, if you were born in January, give us a call right now, 13 10 09.
No.